This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Welcome back, Nation. It is time for Mike Fisher. He's at Fish Sports every day at this time. Segment's brought to you by Brown Foundation Repair and by 1-800-LAWYERS. If you've been hurt in an accident and it's not your fault, call the office of Frankel and Frankel, 800-LAWYERS. They'll fight for you. The official lawyers of the Tolo, the principal office, Dallas, Texas. Here he is. He's at Fish Sports on Twitter, the great Mike Fisher. How you doing, Fish?
Well, I have an advance notice to post.
All right.
I was told that the segment that we're about to do is going to be unlistenable and not well received.
Wow. Should we just hang up now and do something else?
And of course, somebody might say, well, what else is new?
But wow.
Screw you, pal.
Ratings sure don't say that.
So we should hang up.
No, they do not say that. But I don't know. Is it okay to talk about ratings? Is that legal?
I think it's a little frowned upon. Okay. It's legal, but frowned upon. You know, it's not classy.
Okay, then I'll just simply say this.
From
6 a.m. to about midnight, toe low. That's all I'm going to say about the ratings.
Shoot, yeah, buddy.
Okay. So the problem with what I'm about to do is it's wonky. You know it's inside baseball. You know what? You're a political guy. You know what wonky means, right?
Yeah.
It's too inside. It's too. Plus, it shoots down all the juicy stuff. So we should play a little game here. All right, let's do this with Earl Thomas, because my friend Calvin Watkins is saying the Cowboys are out on Earl Thomas. Out, I tell you. I insist it. Out. Give it up. So. Let's play a game. Is Kavanaugh working today, or is he off on another Valentine's Day?
He's decided to go ahead and work today.
Okay. So, Kavanaugh, you play Tank side. Or you play Earl's side. And Gavin, you play the Cowboys side. And when Earl comes to you and says, I think what I want is $15 million, Gavin, your response is?
That's nice. We're thinking around 10.
Done. Okay. Wait. Done.
You don't have a role.
In this how many years do you want? Done. We're trying to win.
You don't have a role.
Bassick's role is the fan.
Okay.
I think the fans want Bassick to be the team now.
Yeah. Okay, so then, Jeffrey, then don't you turn around and start offering up your $15 million a year services elsewhere.
Indeed I do. I'm going to go ahead and go shopping. Gavin, you can go bleep yourself, because I'm better than that 10, and I'm not settling for that crap. You're insulting me.
I roll like Robert Kraft. I don't need to do that, but I'll keep myself busy one way or another in the meantime.
So Jeffrey contacts.
I like this.
With prostitutes.
Yeah.
So Jeffrey, come on, Jeffrey Earl contacts Kansas City, and Kansas City says, well, we'll give you $13 million.
I thought I said 15. Hold on. I got to call the Giants. I'm going to call San Francisco now.
Right, and the point is, just because Twitter says you get 15, Kansas City just said we'll give you 13. So now don't you circle back to Gavin Jones and say, how about 13?
Well, obviously, 13's still a bit too much for us.
Okay, and then Jeffrey's got a decision to make because Kansas City offered him 13.
And if it's a bad year for the Mavericks, Earl Thomas goes in there and says, I want 15, and Mark Cuban says, how about 18? You got it, Wes Matthews. Three extra million because you showed up to our organization.
So Earl's going to be a Maverick.
Yeah. So in this process, not until Kavanaugh Earl actually signs with Kansas City was Dallas ever out. Gavin, you stayed in there.
Yeah, I'm in.
Until he told you, I'm signing with Kansas City for $13 million. What do you say about that? And you gave him a hug and said good luck.
Yeah.
So there is no out. The Twitter also says that the Cowboys are out on Eric Weddle. Now, you remember, they were in on him 4 years ago.
Yeah.
And then Baltimore wanted to pay a little bit more. So I don't have this in front of me. But it seems to me that the report that says the Cowboys are out on Eric Weddle came almost as fast as the phone call from the Ravens to Eric Weddle saying, we're releasing you. How could the Cowboys know they were out on a player who didn't even know he was a free agent yet?
Is it possible agents talk, you know, in the buildup enough that they got a pretty good lay of the land by it right now? Or is it mystery until that clock strikes midnight?
The agents might have a lay of the land, and the teams might have a lay of the land, but the media is being fibbed to. We don't have a lay of the land. And I'll take you to Tank, and we can do the same exercise here, although maybe this time Bassett gets to actually be involved. This idea that Tank is right and the Cowboys are wrong. So, Jeffrey, you're right because you're
– Duh.
You're Jeff Tank, and Jones Bassett, you're wrong because you haven't just paid the man. The stupidest phrase in sports, by the way, pay the man. Pay him what?
Pay me my money. You told me – you go out there and sack the dang quarterback, so I did it. And then what'd you do? You tagged me for it. And you said, go prove it again. I went and proved it again. Where's my money, Jerry?
In the words of Tom Grieve, either S or get off the pot.
Show me
Jerry
the money.
Jerry Jones.
Market value.
And Bassett Jones responds by saying, again, I'm going to use hypothetical numbers here. Don't hold me to this. Well, we did mean that, and we still do mean that, Tank. But you asked for $100 million guaranteed and $25 million a year. You know we're not going to do that.
You said I could have whatever I want if I'm good. I'm good.
I actually see
all right, 5 years, $110 million, 70 guaranteed. What do you say?
I'll take it. Let's go.
Why can't Jerry do that? I just did it.
And so what I'm saying is, how are we taking sides in the Tank argument when we don't even know what the argument is? What if Tank, again, making up numbers, hypothetical, what if the Cowboys went to Tank and, quote, lowballed him by saying $16 million a year, which is too low to us, to the panel, and Tank's counter was either A, I want 24, which we'll agree is too high, or B, well, I won't even respond to that. That's so insulting. Then whose side are you on?
I'm on Mike's side.
So yeah.
We don't know what side to be on because we don't know the details yet. And then finally, I'll do this same game with Cole Beasley, and I'm working on this project today. Beasley agrees on Twitter that he wants $20 million guaranteed. But then when media people are like pushing, well, what about this and what about that? Then he softened it, basically, I'm paraphrasing, by saying, well, you don't really understand the details. And boy, don't they. What if, this is just a hypothetical, boys, okay?
All right.
What if by $20 million guaranteed, what he really means is, I want $10 million fully guaranteed for the first year. And then I'll take my asterisks guaranteed. If I'm on the team, if I'm on the roster in March 5th, 2020, then I get my salary for that year guaranteed. If I'm on the roster in March 5th, 2021, I get my salary fully guaranteed for that year. So, again, I'm making up this structure. This has not come from Cole Beasley. So Cole Beasley wants $8 million guaranteed up front. That's not ridiculous, right?
And a bag of D's.
And then he wants a $2 million salary.
I don't know if that's how that worked, Mike. Oh. Yeah, I think that bag was
well,
for somebody else.
He has to give it to somebody. He needs extra D's. He's been handing out bags of D's, and he's like, could you guys give me some extra bags of D's? Because I'm going to be handing them out on Twitter here pretty soon.
Okay, I'm glad that Bassett is being silly because I'm being so wonky, and that's why this is the worst segment ever.
Uh-huh.
But the information is true. If Beasley's $20 million guaranteed is really, I want $8 million signing bonus, I want a $2 million salary, neither of which is outrageous. In year two, I want $5 million, but only guaranteed if I'm on the team. And in year three, I want $5 million, but an asterisk, only guaranteed if I'm on the team. Boys, that's $20 million for 3 years, guaranteed with an asterisk. That's not outrageous.
All right.
Hell yeah!
You with me?
Yeah.
Now, again, you can still somebody could still argue that's too much. We want to get you down to five, not six or whatever. Or seven. But the devil here is in the details. And so we're screaming so loud on Twitter that we can't even hear the facts because we don't even know the facts.
Okay. How would you say negotiations are going in general right now, Fish?
Oh, I'd say they're awful.
Huh.
And it's so awful. I mean, the mood is awful that, you know, it was suggested to me this morning that at some point, because this Tank thing might just drag out a while, at some point, the organization might have to think we better throw a happy pill out there somewhere, not just to soothe the public, although that's part of it, but also to soothe the building. When they show up to captain's workouts and Tank Lawrence isn't there, that's going to be a culture shock for the hot boys. And if they get to OTAs and Tank Lawrence isn't there, that's going to start grumbling among the hot boys and others. So you might want to throw some sort of a placebo sugar pill out there at the very least, or get yourself a signing. Get yourself an Amari Cooper signing. Get yourself a Dak Prescott signing, something like that, so we can kind of calm the waters. Because the natives are absolutely restless, and at some point the locker room will be too.
Jerry doesn't mind the ambiguity, but you know, you don't want to have so much acrimony from the potentially the players. And I mean, people are starting to say that Tank's pretty ticked off about this. You don't want that from the players, but you also don't want the fan base all worried about the wrong things throughout the entire offseason either, do you?
Yeah, if I'm running a football team, I'm not bowing to the fan base and to the media. That the media are the dumbest general managers in football by a mile. But I would call
have
that.
You seen the New York Knicks?
Yeah, except for this show.
There's plenty of stupider general managers than us.
Not really though.
No, there are.
I mean, funny.
You can't prove that, Fish.
I can prove that every general manager in football has people on his staff who know more than we know. Maybe he's a dope, but when he sits around his cabinet meetings collectively, that they could almost out G-bag. And that's saying something, don't get me wrong.
Give us 3 months to get coached up. We'd run circles around at least 5 NFL teams.
Like, I promise I would have not made the Cleveland Browns this bad for this long. Now they look like they're finally turning it
you
around.
You wouldn't have got Baker then.
Listen,
I would already have been better. I wouldn't have the first pick.
I told you this is going to be unpopular and wonky because what fan and media guy doesn't think maybe, just maybe,
okay,
you know.
Well, insult us one more time and we'll see how this worst segment ever ends.
Yeah, that's it.
One more time.
Yeah, Fish, I'm about to put a boot in your...
It's so bad, it's so wonky, it's so unlistenable that I sacrificed my final minute of this segment.
There he goes. He's at Fish Sports on Twitter. Have a good
big
afternoon,
big loss,
dude,
for the Mavs tonight.
Oh, he hung up.
He was tired of me.
Yeah, the Wizards game. Wizards game starts at 6, so get home and get set. And you know, this one's got me nervous because I feel like they probably had a big day of practice yesterday. They're focused. They're watching film. And Rick put his size 13 up a bunch of booties yesterday.
And the Wizards play horrible against the Mavericks. I don't know what it is for the last 5 years, but the Wizards are a playoff team for the most part every year when John Wall's healthy. They play horrible against the Mavs. So I'm hoping this is really a trend that stops and the Wizards have a great game tonight.
Keep our fingers crossed for that. We do have Nuggets coming up in about 7 or 8 minutes.
Holy cow, this is a huge game.
We go to seventh place if we lose.
Yeah, this one's for the belt.
Uh-huh.
This one's for position.
No,
it's significant.
Way,
okay.
They're a game worse than us. We got to lose this.
How is another team handling their dynamic superstar situation? We look at the Chiefs and Tyreek Hill. They're in the midst of negotiations, and Ian Rappaport saying, sources closer saying, it'll be a record deal. Odell Beckham Jr. currently has the record, 5-90 with 65 guaranteed. Hill put up, I didn't realize Hill was this awesome, but 1,500 yards and 12 touchdowns last year.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
He made a step directly into superstardom from the border of it.
Well, he has a guy that's not afraid to throw the ball anywhere on the football field. Hey, you're 80 yards away from me on the other side of the field.
Here it goes.
Let's just wing it and see what happens here.
You got the ballsiest quarterback in the league with a massive arm that doesn't mind taking risk with the fastest guy on the field. That's a nice little marriage.
Yeah, it is a perfect marriage, man. And then you have Kelsey over here that can, you know, break you down. And I mean, they have so much going on. They peeled off Kareem Hunt like it was nothing.
So you know how when the Cowboys had this situation with Dez, and Dez was one of the best wide receivers in the game, and we started hearing about, I think, leaks through the Cowboys to try to get his number less and stuff, his off the field issues.
Yeah.
Did Tyreek Hill just become really great person after like all the horrible things that dropped him into the fifth round in the draft where he should have been like a second round pick?
I mean, teams were afraid to pick him for the PR backlash, but once you start playing football, if you don't screw up again, then that's the way it's supposed to work, right?
Yeah. He ended up being a fifth round pick, right?
I believe so. And I think Jeff said he was kind of a second round grade guy, if I remember you right.
He's only missed one game, but just a perfect situation for him. And I think that might be preferable. Listen, we're drafting great players. The cap is going up. When our great players become available, we're just going to give them what the market dictates. And I think there's an incredible piece and benefits to that. Like, what are you really arguing about? $1.5 million a year or $1 million a year with your best players? So you create this situation where maybe they're resentful of you, or maybe you teach them, hey, this is a business. In the course of the negotiation now, you rob them of their desire to sacrifice for the team, of their desire to play through injuries. You know, there's psychological stuff in the way that the Cowboys are doing so many of these deals compared to some of the other teams. And I would just look at it and say, guys, it doesn't matter if we draft and coach well. That's what's important. Like, sure, let's negotiate. Let's really hit them hard. February, March, here it comes. March 5th, franchise tag deadline. Reach out and get the dang deal done. What are we talking about? Hundreds of thousands of dollars? Is it a million? Is it a million and a half? Something like that?
Maybe it's 5 million.
Yeah, well, and if it's 5 million, then they have no intention of really doing that deal.
Right.
If the Cowboys are that low, they're just walking him into the franchise tag and saying, I dare you not to play on it.
Yeah.
I don't think the Cowboys are for real in that situation.
Because if you're just going to throw a wild guess at the wall, my wild guess to throw at the wall is that DeMarcus Lawrence is saying, I'm Khalil Mack, and they're saying, what about just under 20 million a year?
Yeah.
So I bet you're 4 million apart. Give or take.
All right.
And that's
what Mack end up getting? Was it 24?
23 a year or 23 and change?
Yeah.
It's large.
It was like 6 for $140 with 90 something guaranteed. If I can recall it perfectly, which I can't.
All right. Well, yeah. And then I can't be a hypocrite because with injured players, I get it, right?
Yeah.
And maybe Tank and Dez are the examples of where the Cowboys got to draw this out because of Dez's injury history and Tank's injury history and everybody else. We'll see with Dak. We'll see with Amari Cooper and Zeke Byron Jones as these things continue to come through.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.